vision, a twisted system.
Check out the big sound on Weapons. New track from Weapons out of Canada, Western Canada. I Am Horizon. Big epic. They're showing their roots there. Like, that's like pretty heavy, heavy, heavy rock there. And they'll be performing here in Hamilton at Absinthe Hamilton on December 5th, I believe. That's coming up shortly. You're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner. And in this hour, we chat with Max from Rising Heddens. Heddens? Sorry. there you go. And also, I'll be spinning some music from what's coming up around town in the greater Hamilton, Toronto area. So let's just get to that, shall we? He says. That's right, I says. Halfway's coming up. Half Waif is playing at the Drake and Underground in Toronto. Hip 2 Live is at Stonewalls. And of course, we'll spin some music from the Hip. Also, Long Range Hustle, live at the Casbah, Friday, November 9th. I'm falling in love with him. I'm a grown up, I can say that. Also, on Friday the 19th, Moonlight Desires, playing the best of the 80s music. They're part of the Back to the 80s thing going down on November 19th. Jeff Rosenstock's at the Danforth on Saturday the 20th. Wax Mannequin returns to the Casbah on Saturday, November 20th. Also, Dizzy, Sunday, November 21st at Bridgeworks. And Wednesday, the 24th, at the History Club in Toronto, Churches will be performing. And I think that's sold out by now. It should be. But I'll be spinning a cool track from them featuring Robert Smith as well. So there you go. So all the respective music of the artists, that's what I'll put in this set. You enjoy, and you want more information, Google it. Or just hit up Steel City Music Facebook page. I always put the events in there, okay? Kicking off this set of music, The Tragically Hip, Nautical Disaster, on Steel City Music.
I had this dream where I relished the fray and the screaming filled my all day. It was as though I'd been spit here, settled in into the pocket of a lighthouse on some rock. coast of France, dear. But an afternoon for that. Like that, you can't have it all. You can take what you want. I'm waiting for you, but you don't wait up for me. I don't know how to say, I don't know how to say, I love you like I love you, and I don't know how. So sorry.
troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. Will you stand above me? Look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling down. Try and pretend it's my feeling will win in the end. I won't harm you or touch your defenses. Vanity, insecurity. Oh, don't you forget about me. I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart or put us back together.
For most my life, I tried.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Steel City Music, and my next guest is someone who reached out via SCMgram, as I've been telling everyone. Hey, you want to get a hold of me? Get a hold of me through SCMgram. And he said, oh, yeah, thanks for reposting some stuff. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Then he said, hey, we shot some videos in a live thing for music. I was like, hey, let's chat about it. And then both our voices got really high. We're like, hey. On the line with me right now is Brad Tyndale. Hi, sir.
How's it going, Gunnar? Thanks for having me.
I'm happy that both you and I are finally chatting here. And I was just as we were about to do the recording, I was I was busting balls over the EPK of all the reading that I had to do, and I was just. And Brad, honest to God, I was standing here reading it, and I felt like I was in radio broadcasting again back in 2002, and Daryl Hartwick was staring at me, my instructor, and he was telling me, slow down, Jamie. Jamie, slow down as you're reading, Jamie. I can't understand you, Jamie. You're talking too fast. And I was just like, oh my God. It's like, it brought back all this horror. And it's like, and now I'm like, I'm gonna mess up all these names. And then I kept reading. I was like, one guy's from Cuba. The other guy plays on Turkish, plays with Turkish rock stars. One's a Juno cat. There's like this whole 2007 Taipei, or I should say Taichung City, where everything started in Taiwan. It's a multicultural genre twisting band. I'm like, this is like,
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean?
Is, sort of, though. Yeah, and I know.
It's a nightmare. And it's like, does this guy expect me to, like,
nightmare.
Pull off a CBC interview here, you know?
I mean, that's kind of what it is.
And you're not lying about anything either. I was reading, I'm like, wow, I mean, this is really good. You know, this is like, because all EPKs is just like, there's a little bit of showmanship as far as the writing goes, and then there's the actual facts that go into it. But as I'm reading this, I'm like going, well, how come this guy hasn't found a cure for cancer yet? I mean, look at this EPK.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most bands would agree that they don't really like writing those bios, but they're a part of the game. So
they are a part of the game. Can you let's just start Rising Hedons. Am I saying that correct, or is this Hedons? Like, what are we doing here?
Hedons.
So it's Rising Hedons. Okay. Now, what do we like? How does all of this start? Because I'm looking at like a 2007 timeline in Taichung City in Taiwan. Is this the genesis of you wanting to get into multicultural music? Are you teaching there? Are you learning music? Are you married to someone? How does this all begin?
Yeah, like I grew up around here in Ontario, went to school here. And then, I don't know, my partner and I were just looking for adventure, you know? We wanted to see the world, and so we packed up, and we ended up in Taiwan. We kind of fell into this really cool expat community of artists of all mediums, and it was a really great, like, arts incubator, I guess, for me. Like, it gave me a chance to make a lot of mistakes and try a lot of things and meet a lot of other people that were trying some really far out and bizarre things.
Right. But when you say arts, was it music or was it other arts involved that you were trying?
Everything you can think of. I think it was something about, you know, people from all over the world had sort of gathered in this community, and nobody had family there, and everybody had, you know, good jobs and a lot of free time. And so it was just like a really good, atmosphere or a really good scenario for a lot of crazy art to be happening. And mine started off pretty, started off at a certain point. And then by the time I was influenced by all the people around me over 5 years being there, I soaked a lot of it in, and I think it was really good. We got to play with a lot of really cool, like, world music cats that were in, like, the Taiwan world music scene. So the clarinets and the violins and the trumpets and the tablas and all these interesting instruments that I'd never sort of interacted with before started coming out. And we had a good time, and the band was it got up to about an 8-piece band at one point. It was like a party band, and we would, our home base in Taichung was this Taiwanese biker bar called 89K, and it was just it was just a really good it was an incubator, you know. It was a chance for everybody to try things and fail and come back again, and that's where it sort of started.
To be honest, this kind of sounds like a Quentin Tarantino storyline that's happening.
Yeah, it was.
A freewheeling time.
Like living in a, yes, it was a Tarantino movie for 5 years.
Well, as soon as you said the biker bar, and I'm like going, and I'm thinking about some of the songs I was listening to beforehand, I'm like going, oh my God, someone's going to get murdered in the first scene. I could tell already.
Yeah, there was a band that I really loved there. When I first got there, I didn't know what I was going to find, and I went up way up top this mountain. It was like a 4-hour train ride, and then we got in this little bus, and we went up way to the top of this mountain, and there was somebody had been crazy enough to put on a music festival up there, and there was a band that I loved from Taipei, and they were called Public Radio, and all their songs were like murder ballads, or they had some sort of like beginning, middle, and end, you know, like love, murder, suicide, and all their songs were these story songs, and there was trumpet and everything, and I was just absolutely blown away. I'd never seen anything like it, I'd never heard anything like it, and I just, I mean, you know, so I've been just trying to basically emulate what I felt that day, you know, in some of the stuff that I'm doing.
Is it the same? There's a mixture of different styles of music that we were alluding to as we started talking, because it's a there's a Turkish influence. There's a Cuban trumpet is in all of this stuff. Traditional Turkish rhythms are happening in it. There's all these like little bits from everyone else. Are these the same players that you started with in back in the beginning, or was this just like a change that have evolved over time?
Yeah, I mean, there's a rotating cast of people that are involved. Most of the players that I was playing with in Taiwan are still there, or they've gone back to England or the States, or they're in Taipei, that sort of thing. So yeah, this is a new group playing some of the old songs that gives us sort of a base to start the group with, and then a bunch of new friends that I've met. So the Turkish influence has been really cool. It was who's now one of my best friends, Tall Guy, the drummer. And he had just come over from Turkey, and he was a jazz cat over there, and convinced him that it would be a good idea to play in a rock band with me. Right. And then he had a few other friends that played clarinet, and then he knew a guy who played trumpet, and we've had some other friends of mine sit in on different Southern Soul sessions. We've been doing these live video sessions, so it's just basically what it's supposed to be, playing in a band. It's just a bunch of friends seeing what they can cobble together, so
were you guys playing before COVID?
Yeah, we had started gigging as a trio, and then just had to kind of rework things and refocus. I really enjoy the format of making these live videos in sort of interesting spaces. We've been doing them at the Cotton Factory with Steady Canoe, which is a production company and an audio company. Glenn Marshall is a brilliant artist, I think I would call him. And so I really enjoy working with him, and we've got some stuff planned in the future. And then obviously Mitch at Southern Souls has been, had his thumb on the pulse of the Canadian music scene for over a decade. I think he's filmed, I'd like to think, like thousands of bands, or at least like hundreds.
The work that he's put out over the years has been phenomenal, like just amazing.
So consistent, and the aesthetic, he really protects the aesthetic, and it really, anyway, I'm a huge fan of his work, and I have been since I think he started in about 2009, and so I've been a huge fan, and so it's been a real dream to work with him. And we really like the medium of filming. It'd be great if there was an audience there as well, but filming in unique locations with good sound and interesting sort of situations, I don't know, I'm just really in love with that format. So
I'm gonna Now that we're moving into we're on the tail end of 2021. You know, and you know, the numbers have gone down. I know. Everyone says the same thing. It's like every day seems the same because of this COVID pandemic. But things are starting to open up now. And as you said, you went in, you did these live videos, and you're looking at touring festivals again, hopefully in 2022. When is the timeline for releasing the next album? And I believe it's Permanent Culture and the Electric Shadows. Is that the next album? Am I reading
it correct? Yeah. So we're doing it a bit differently, I guess, than most bands would do. We're just sort of cobbling live performances together, and we're going to release that as the album. I mean, not every band would benefit from doing things this way, but our band has a lot of improvisation and a lot of energy, sort of, you know, starting from a low energy and going to some sort of climax or high energy. And so capturing it live, you know, I feel is like the best way to do it. And so we're about halfway done. And then we should be releasing that in the fall as a sort of, I guess, collection of live recordings. Yeah, it's something I've always dreamed about doing, you know, live off the floor. It's just a little tricky to do. But yeah, we enjoy the process.
Now, 2022 rolls around. In my brain, ideally, you're doing all these festivals going, you know, from spring going into the summer, that sort of thing. Does the band actually do any club dates, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we would like to. We would like to. It's a little tricky. When I was in Taiwan, we'd grown quite a following, you know, to the point where we were packing our local bar, 400 or 500 people, you know, a couple times a year with big concerts, New Year's concerts and stuff. But we're pretty unknown here, so I think we're gonna do some festival gigs, continue to do the live music, the live video stuff, and then I'm in the works with doing something kind of like surreal with Glenn at the Cotton Factory. So we're planning out how we're gonna do that, just some sort of immersive music and art kind of night. So we're dreaming it up, and we enjoy doing stuff that's a bit different, I guess. So yeah, we're starting to scheme that stuff now, and then I guess that would be probably spring and summer stuff. Hey, this is Brad from Rising Hedons. Just letting you know, our Southern Souls live video is premiering on the Southern Souls YouTube channel on November 25th at 8 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you there, and you can follow us on social media at Rising Heated Live and check out our website, risingheated.com.
There was never a time when he did I for any creature but her, and when they would meet, people would say, oh, so out of the world. Now China shop dolls mean nothing at all to people lost in the hill. Some mothers, they say, happiness fades much quicker than it appears. This is what she said. There was reason to say that they will never part. Then her mind started twisting, turning around. He was driving her down, straight into the ground. And though there had been nothing actually done, she fed him the poison, the curse had begun. 29 days since Ella was made, came on. Oh. knocking once more, pleading so endlessly to let them adore. Sick with the smells and the traps of a town, she drove a steel blade straight through the crown of her head.
You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
On the line with me right now is an old friend of the show, many chats back in the C101 days and the Indie 101 days and now the Hawk days and whatever days that lie ahead of us here in radio and music and all the other fun thing, Mike Moss. Thanks for taking the time out to have a chat with this old chunk of coal.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love chatting with you, and we should definitely do it more. We should get a show or something together. I don't know. That'd be pretty fun.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, you mean like you mean talk about music and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It'll never fly. I talk about music with all the time with people. No one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
The only people that care about music legitimately, I think, is like myself and you, and whomever I'm talking about, you know, like whether it's like the sound of this album compared to that album. Is vinyl actually the right way to go? Can you get vinyl now because Adele took all the vinyl in the world because she's releasing an album?
You know,
it's like all the other little fun stuff that goes along with it. But you and I are chatting now because you had an EP that's coming out on November 26th called Higher Love.
That's correct. Yeah. It's I'm pretty excited about it. It was not planned. I just released something in July, and I just kept on writing, and I turned around and I had a pretty much a